The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt, talking to Ali Cave, joining us from the Nelson Film Society, filling in maybe for Chris. We'll find out in just a second, but she is joining us to talk about the next film, Pariah, showing at the Suta Theatre. Good morning, Ali.
Good morning, Matt. I'm not filling in for Chris. This was one that I had chosen to do, and I'm very glad I did.
Good. Yeah, now I've got someone filling in for me next week while they're talking to Chris, so it's all getting a little confusing. But anyway, so Pariah, what can you tell me about it?
Okay, well, it's from the US, and it's a social coming-of-age drama which upholds Black voices and speaks for the Black Lives Matter movement. The writer and director is Dee Reese, who adapted her award-winning 2007 short into a feature-length film in 2011. And much of this story is her own story. So I'll tell you a bit about the story. Alike, who is played by Adepero Odie, is a 17-year-old African-American who lives in Brooklyn with her parents and shares a room with her younger sister, Sharonda, played by Sarah Melisse. Alike is a straight-A student. She's also a writer and a poet, and she's exploring and coming to terms with her identity as a lesbian. Her creative writing teacher is encouraging her to dig deeper through her poetry. Alike is afraid to express her sexual orientation to either of her parents, so when she leaves the house for school in the morning, she wears an outfit her mother approves of and changes into baggy pants, t-shirt, and a baseball cap when she arrives at school. She has a good friend, Laura, played by Pernell Walker, who is out and proud. And Laura has introduced Alike to a local lesbian club where the AGs, the aggressive lesbians, can dance and express themselves as members of a subculture, which is marginalized within their own Black community. However, Alike doesn't feel quite enough at home in this lesbian bar. She's still a virgin and quite shy. Alike's overprotective mother, Audrey, played by Kim Wayans, is a staunch churchgoer and personally believes that homosexuality is an abomination. The only thing that believers can do for lesbians is to pray for them. Though unwilling to state it, she is trying to remold Alike, and she brings home more feminine-looking clothes. She orders Butch Laura not to visit the house, and she attempts to choose another girlfriend for her daughter, sweet-looking Bina, played by Asha Davis, whose mother is a colleague. Audrey outwardly says that Alike is just going through a tomboy stage, but inwardly she knows otherwise. Alike's father, Arthur, played by Charles Parnell, is a policeman, and he is also in denial mode around his elder daughter's sexual orientation. Not only is neither parent willing to acknowledge that their daughter is gay, they can't even discuss it between themselves, and Alike's home life is full of contained yet bubbling rage, ready to explode. Arthur is too weak-willed to stand up to his overbearing wife, and he seeks solace instead outside his family, letting his daughters bear the brunt of her wrath. As well as her parents not knowing how to deal with Alike, they can't handle their own relationship, and when arguments arise, it's always the other parent's fault. Yet Audrey would have you and her neighbors believe that they lead happy, normal family life. Alike wants to find a girl to love, but she's shy and open-faced and doesn't know how to make the first move and what become a possible relationship. She is more and more drawn to sweet-looking Bina. It turns out that they have much in common, with similar tastes in music, leading Alike to finally discover she can unleash her heart and her body. Unfortunately, Bina is straight, just having a fling. She dismisses Alike the morning after. Though devastated and heartbroken, Alike begins to grow in her realization of who she is, and she discovers a new freedom with new choices. All of her experiences are channeled and revitalized in her poetry, with her emotional pain, her hope, and her fierce determination, her talent, launches her out of her family and into the future. So, as well as Pariah being both a coming-of-age and a coming-out story, with an emphasis on the former, D-Reef draws you into a world largely untapped in American Black cinema. Reef seems unwilling to confine herself to one specific genre. Her story is raw and warm, with much joy, humor, and love. She enriches her film by introducing other elements we don't often see in this type of drama, but are a critical part of New York society. The characters all come from a variety of economic backgrounds. Aliki's family are middle-class social climbers, and Bina's family on a slightly lower rung of the ladder. But Laura is socially on the bottom rung. She has been kicked out of her family home and has left school. She lives with her understanding older sister, both of them struggling to make financial ends meet. Reef shows dignity, depth, and compassion for all of her characters. Aliki and Laura are smart and capable. They create a friendship layered with loyalty, hints of lust, and magnified with its own complicated desires. To be sure, there will be enormous costs that remain for these young women, but this is a film where the characters insist on hope. It is only their parents' blindness to a sexual and gendered future where their choices are acceptable that hampers their way. Mariah also depicts the spread of homophobia among Black men. It suggests that their hatred of lesbians is a disease of the mind where they project their own feelings of self-disgust, anger, and alienation on people they perceive as different. Creating fully developed, realistic social settings from the lesbian club at the beginning to a very different indie rock scene later, Reef gives the picture an almost documentary feel. On a low budget, Reef takes advantage of the vibrant photography of Bradford Young, who also shot the original short subject and also won the prize for cinematography at Sundance for this film. I just like to sing my praises to all the actors and their amazing performances. Odie, who also starred in Reef's short film, was the foundation for this feature debut, and she knows her character inside and out. She conveys both her youthful inexperience and her self-knowledge and desire. She knows every nuance of what it means to be half in hiding and is so natural and touching, you can't help but warm to her. Wayne's as Audrey is equally convincing as a mother in denial and one who goes on a different journey, ending in all her high dreams being destroyed. Davis, who plays Bina, with a nice balance of cruelty, warmth, and her own sexual confusion. And Charles Parnell shows his acting of versatility here. I saw him in an entirely different role in Top Gun Maverick just last night. So very realistic and supremely heartbreaking. This film has a universal sensitivity that relates the pangs of first love, the desirous ache of adolescent sexuality, and the excitement of not just discovering yourself, but also finding other kindred spirits. For me, Pariah, a vivid and important artistic statement.
Well, I don't think I need to ask whether you enjoyed it or not. I think that's fairly obvious.
I think it's one of my favorites, if not the favorite for the year. It really was very special.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. And I know you had a Top Gun tie-in, which you said you had seen. I'm sure this was a world away from Top Gun. It sounds like a fairly full film, like a lot of stuff covered.
Are we talking about Pariah?
Pariah, not Top Gun. No, definitely not Top Gun.
Certainly. In fact, Charles Parnell, this is 11 years later, but he was good. And I'll tell you another thing. When Meryl Streep won the Golden Globe Award as Best Actress for her performance in The Iron Lady in 2011,
right,
in a very generous gesture, the gracious actor took the stage and acknowledged not only her fellow nominees, but also Adepira Odeye, who wasn't nominated for a Globe or for an Oscar.
Oh, wow. But sounds like she was definitely deserving of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it fleshes out a lot in the story.
It does, yeah. And you know, it's just that bit about the Black men and their thinking also within their own community, their homophobia, just one thing. But it just has a lot. And I think the fact that it was a short first and that the same actress played the part in the, what would have been 5 years later, playing the same part in the whole feature length. really gave her a time to develop her character. So that's why I say the performances are really quite outstanding.
Yeah. And does it feel like New York, having been there, obviously?
Yes, although I didn't know the black lesbian community, and I didn't know Brooklyn that well when I grew up. So, but there were some scenes that gave you a little bit of New York society of a different sort. That I recognize that, yes.
Yeah, okay, cool. And obviously a film that will still be as relevant today as it was back then. I just think a whole lot of people will be able to relate to these characters from what you've said for a whole lot of different reasons, no matter where people stand on the spectrum of, you know, their views on life, etc.
I think so. As I say, this is a character who you warm to, even if you're not gay or you're not black or whatever. You know,
yep.
I think a lot of people would go and enjoy the film.
Cool. All right. And does it get challenging? Does it sort of, are there moments that are more difficult to watch? I'm imagining a story with this sort of content could be, I don't want to say disturbing, but I imagine there'd be some uncomfortable things happening during it.
To answer that, Matt, I did watch a few months ago. I don't remember anything personally.
Sure, okay.
I found disturbing.
Okay,
I mean, it's always difficult to watch the morning after where somebody has been left totally out in the cold and just been totally duped and is just heartbroken. That's
sure.
And it's disturbing watching a mother and a daughter with such extremely opposite views, both of them thinking that they have choices. I mean, the mother saying, God doesn't make mistakes. And then the daughter stressing, I'm not running, I'm choosing. And just people's interpretations of what choice and what God is all about, I guess.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. All right. Sounds, obviously, you've said you think you're favorite of the year so far. So that is all thumbs up for this one. So Pariah, yes, given a bit of a glowing review preview by Ali. So thank you for joining us for that. Is there anything else you do want to add before we wrap up?
No, I think that's it, Matt. Thank you very much.
Hey, absolutely no problem. And look, it was an enjoyable listen. And once again, these films that get shown at the Nelson Film Society, they're not Top Gun. They're a little bit different. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Ali, for talking to us about Pariah, showing in Nelson on Tuesday, the 12th of July at the Suter Theatre at 6 o'clock. Ali, I am away next week. I think Chris is booked in, but we'll be talking to you
in 2 weeks, Simon. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay, Ali. Thank you. Look after yourself, and we'll catch you then.
Will do.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz.